17-year-old daughter walks down the stairs to meet her date in a tube top and the tiniest pair of shorts.
Dad life.
And that time that you tore your ACL not by playing golf, but watching golf.
Dad life.
When you see the Viagra commercial, all right, it's commercial
Bob's World Dad Life time. It's brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Here's Bob.
Man, the dad life theme still a banger. Okay, so Sunday. You know, sometimes you just want to do things to make sure you still got the guts to do it. And
are you sports derm or not?
Right. Are you who you say you are? And I'm so happy I still do this sort of thing. I know guys, especially who I work with, roll their eyes that when we go to a new city, I want to go to a game. Deej went to a hockey game with me this season in Las Vegas, and all of you have been pitched, well, what if we went to a game here? We went to the Golden State game against the Sixers at the Super Bowl, didn't we? And even though Steph wasn't playing, I mean,
that was a tough one.
We do things. And at the heart of the matter, I love sports, and it's not just a job, it's an adventure. And when given a chance, I feel like I need to go, because somehow when I go, cool things always happen. Like, not always, but if I could make a list of things I've seen, it's a pretty cool list. I've been very lucky.
Pretty cool.
Like, I saw Jordan score 50. I saw Mo Salah score a goal right at me in the cup. I saw, you know, I've seen really, really cool things, and sometimes you just got to get in your car and go see it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I saw Messi. You know what? When I was doing bad radio, Argentina was playing the U.S. in the Gold Cup in Houston. And I'm like, can you do like a Southwest flight at like 4 o'clock, land at 4:45? I can get to the stadium. I got to do it. And one of my buddies was like, if you can do it, we got you a ticket. And I never regret that I saw Argentina 4, U.S. 0, and Messi scored just an amazing goal I still think about all the time. And so it's these experiences in life. And so this may not be on those levels of Jordan and Salah and you know, freaking all the stuff I've been able to see, but I still have that itch. I still have that wanderlust to get out there and see what there is to see. And so on Memorial Day, I told you guys this. I was grilling some burgers and brats and watching the Brew Crew play the St. Louis Cardinals in a Memorial Day game. We had the day off, and I'm just like, let's just sit on the patio and a pair of shorts and just grill. Just be a dad. So I'm watching the game, and they're, you know, Jacob Mizorowski's pitching for the Brewers. And as he's striking out 10 again, throwing 103, they're saying his next start is in Houston on Sunday in a day game. And of course, the light bulb goes off in my head. Now, I don't think I've mobilized very often in this regard. I don't think I've been to some games in Houston, but it's always because we're there for like the Rockets-Mavs series. Let's go to an Astros game. Why not? I've never said, let's do a day trip. It's a lot. It's like 250 miles each direction. It's a day.
Yeah.
Leave at 7:30, kind of back at 7:30 sort of thing. But kind of figured out I'd love a co-pilot. And my youngest, Justin, was totally down, even though he doesn't care about baseball. He doesn't know one Brewer's name, but he was just in for adventure with dad on a Sunday. And I'm like, okay, we're going. And if we're going, let's get some great seats.
Yeah, make it worth your while.
Let's get some freaking great seats. We're not going to spend money on a plane ticket or a hotel. So let's put it all in.
Strohs stink.
And the Strohs stink. Buyer's market.
Decent seats available.
Buyer's market. And so eighth row, 125 apiece.
Not bad.
And
I saw the selfie from that spot. It was incredible.
And when I say eighth row, I'm talking dead center home plate, like dead center, you're the umpire. And so we left at 7:30 and got down there a little after 11, and we park and walk around. And
did you go to Biggio's?
No, we didn't really stop and do too much pre-gaming.
Did you get there right at noon?
About 11:15, game starts at 1. Okay. So we're taking the tour of the stadium. We're looking around, but Justin isn't dying for food, and I'm good with just grabbing a piece of pizza at the game or something like that. So we just want to see how good these seats are, and they were awesome, and it was just by the way, it's great that they play indoors. These indoor stadiums, I have to admit.
Was it steamy down there?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And even today in Dallas, it's just...
it's gross.
You can't do day baseball in June, and we're already there. But, yeah, so I don't know how familiar everybody is with Jacob Mizrowski, and I'm definitely trying to make him famous here in Dallas by mentioning him on nearly every show.
The Miz is...
he's a folk hero already.
You just saw the wrap-up of one of the greatest months... probably in the history of Brewers baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think this guy already...
or the greatest.
I think, with all due respect to your Ben Sheets and half a year of CC Sabathia and freaking... who else is even on the list? Like, Ted Higuera. Like, it doesn't take long to become Ben McDonald, the best pitcher in Brewers history. And he's only been in the big leagues since last June. And... he's a bit of a sensation, and he had a great start against the Cubs last year in the playoffs, and he's just this tall, lanky, kind of goofy-looking, big, tall, farm boy, white dude who's skinny and lanky, and because he's skinny and lanky and he's got these long levers, he throws the ball so easy and so hard, it's hard to conceive.
Where did they draft him?
Not that high. Let's see if I can remember. He was a JUCO kid and committed to Oak State, but later went to JUCO, and then he had an injury or something like that, and I think the Brewers got him maybe in the second round?
Yeah, second round in 2022.
The 63rd overall pick. And
he went to Crowder College.
Yeah. And so he starts going through the minor leagues, and I don't fully grasp the backstory. And he wasn't even on my radar until the start of last season, like in spring training, when they started talking about how hard this guy at AAA throws. And you're like, okay, well, let's see. And then when he got up to the big leagues, you couldn't believe how hard he throws. But always with hard throwers, with overpowering speed on these pitches, you're like, okay, well, does he know where it's going? And the answer is, he doesn't walk anybody. And I don't mean to use superlatives there, but he's 71 innings and he has 19 walks. It's about 1.5 a start, maybe 2. It's nothing. But the strikeouts, he leads the major leagues in strikeouts. Now, he leads the major leagues in a lot of things. But then the other thing you ask is, okay, well, if you throw it hard, well, when they hit it, it must go forever. And I'm not saying he isn't susceptible to hard-hit balls. But I am saying on April 19th, guys, he gave up a double in a game in Miami. He then started against the Pirates, and then Washington, and then the Yankees, and then the Padres, and then the Cubs, and then the Cardinals. And in Houston, 8 starts later, he gave up another double. He gave up a double on April 19th, and I saw his next double that he gave up on Sunday. And he hasn't given up a home run since before tax day. And it's the craziest thing, because over the course of his last 5 starts, he's averaging 10 strikeouts and 1 walk. And he's going 7 complete, and he's giving up, like, no earned runs. He's given up 1 earned run in the month of May.
Yeah, he ended May with a .23 ERA. That's what I read yesterday. A .23 ERA. 7 starts.
And now we're up to 120 is the number of the 120 fastest pitches thrown this season in the big leagues. Amongst starting pitchers, he's thrown 120 of them. He's thrown them all. And I don't know what to do, but I knew when I got, I had an open day on Sunday, I had to go see him. So Justin and I get down there and we're watching, and I'm telling him about Yordan Alvarez and what Yordan just did against the Rangers. What, do you have five home runs in that
four-game
series in Arlington or something like that? Like, he murders the ball. It feels like Yordan, even if he's not, it feels like he's the best batter alive. And I'm like, okay, we're going to get to see Miz versus Yordan. And dude, in the first inning, they faced each other, and it was a three-pitch strikeout where he, I think, went 101, 102, 103, and Yordan struck out three times in this game and never made contact.
Wow.
The only time he got on base is when he got hit by a curveball. And
did this game, how late in the game did he go?
He went seven complete, and they're only up 2-0, and he's good. He's only thrown like 85 pitches, and we're like, oh, I bet you he's going to get the eighth, and they took him out. So I think the Brewers are trying to be careful, even though they're letting him throw 103.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I realize every time you talk about something like this, you get two responses. One is, and Nolan Ryan threw it faster. Okay, fine. I'm sure he did. And then number two, he's going to blow out his arm. You know what? Every pitcher gets hurt, so yes, you're right. He probably will. But until he does, I can't tell you how must-see TV every 5 days is for this kid.
How was it looking down the barrel of the gun from seats?
Dude, it's so great. But I got to tell you, fastballs aren't what's cool about those seats. What's cool is when he looks fastball, but he throws this curve and buckles the guys, and they don't know what to do. And
that was the beauty of Nolan Ryan.
Yes.
The late in life curveball was
right.
Incredible.
And so there was an Astros reliever. Oh, Santa.
Yeah.
Who was in the combined no-hitter on Monday. I watched him pitch, and he's got that sweeper. And I got to tell you, if you could sit in this seat, you would love baseball so much more, and you would understand pitching so much better. Because I don't understand pitching real well. When I'm watching on TV, you know, just the concepts, like, I feel like I understand football really well, but I just don't understand the whole batter-pitcher battle. I wish I knew more. I wish I could go to college on this. But sitting there, you're like, okay, that's what a sweeper looks like, and I don't know how anybody ever hits a sweeper. That's the craziest thing. It's like a slider that has no vertical drop. It just is all horizontal, and it sweeps across right into your wrists. It's the craziest thing in the world, but I don't know how anybody at the stadium would see that unless they're sitting right behind home plate, which, of course, are the most expensive, impossible seats to ever get unless you go see a stadium where the team is out of contention or something and people just lost interest. But, man, I've never been okay, that's a lie. I've been that happy before at sporting events, but that was just but that was just so much fun to be there.
Did that game end in like 2 hours and 12 minutes?
It was under 2:30, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real fast, and then we're back on the road and it's not even 4 o'clock, and you know, Justin's like, Dad, can we stop at Buc-ee's and get a burrito? I'm like, yeah, man.
Of course.
Let's get a victory burrito on the way back in Madisonville. We're rolling. We're listening to the Martian audiobook.
And then you stop at the next Buc-ee's to have diarrhea.
maybe. But
Did he stay awake the whole morning?
No. I got him in and I just said, dude, just take a pillow and a blanket.
Yeah.
And I'll fire up a couple podcasts or whatever, and I'll wake you up when we're an hour out of Houston and we can, you know, get something to eat, go to the bathroom, and start The Martian. And then we listened to it all the way back until Dad was fading about Waxahachie or whatever, or Ennis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we need to talk, man, because if I keep listening to this audiobook, I'm not going to make it.
No.
And I don't want you to drive this thing. So, but what a great, great day, great memories with Justin. and the Miz, and we got a picture with the three of us where Miz is warming up and, you know, did the selfie. But just, again, I'm going to say it for the 100th time. Life is about the life experiences, so if you got a chance to go do something, just do it. Just don't... Like I said, you're not going to remember that couch, but you are going to remember that day with your boy when you went to go see something. So,
yeah,
life experiences, my man. That's what it's all about. Unless, it was really great.
Unless your boy wants to drink beer on the couch with you. You'll remember that.
I don't think you'll remember that. You have to make it memorable. Beer me is not memorable.
Get me another beer, Dad.